All right, let's take our Bibles and turn back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 27. Proverbs, chapter 27. I'd like to look at verses 9 and 10. Proverbs 27, verse 9 and 10. The scripture declares ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. Now, you know, it's wonderful when the Spirit of God is pleased to reveal unto us the things that truly are sweet, pleasant. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. Now, that's a natural truth. That's the fragrance of aromatic oil. It's pleasing to the senses. You know, that's nice. I like to smell stuff that smells good. I don't like to smell stuff that doesn't smell good. It's a stench. I don't like it. But to have some perfume or ointment, something that smells good, I like that. You do too. We like that. And that's wonderful. But as pleasant as the aroma of a natural fragrance may be, let's fly to the sweet fragrance and the spiritual senses that a believer enjoys when he considers the vessel of God's mercy, us being blessed to be able to smell the wonderful fragrance of Christ. Let's consider the fragrance, what the Spirit of God says smells good to those who have been made to see something of themselves and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to hold your Bible. Turn over to Song of Solomon 1. Song of Solomon chapter 1. Now, here's when I was saying a while ago how wonderful it is that the Spirit of God would tell us something of things that are truly so, but we just don't understand it until the Spirit reveals to us. I understand smelling something that smells good, naturally speak. I get that. But when the Spirit of God tells us something that smells good to a believer, that's what I want to hear. Now, listen, Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine, because of the savor of thy good ointments. Thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Now, there's a song. And the Spirit of God moved upon Solomon to say, now this is the Song of Songs. This is it. This is the song of the renewed heart. That realizes now something of the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride. Now here's the song. It's a song, it's the language of love that's expressed by the Lord for his people, and therefore his people back to the Lord. This is a song of, it's a song of the glory of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the believer's thankfulness too. I mean, we There's a song that's being sung in the hearts of God's people. Whenever they hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, their heart rejoices. The Spirit of God says, that's a song. It's a psalm. Let him kiss me. At verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. The Lord personally kiss the objects of his mercy. Him who is the only begotten of the Father. He's the only one that's come forth from the Father, begotten of God, the God-man mediator. Let him kiss me. It's a sovereign kiss. He just gives kisses to those that he loves. Let him kiss me. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Wine that refreshes the senses, but it's temporal. Oh, this is better, better. His kiss is the spiritual kiss of his everlasting love. And that refreshes my soul. That the Lord would kiss me. He who has kissed those that he's everlastingly loved and he's everlastingly pleased. He draws the objects of his affection and he kisses them. And reveals to it. And they, by faith, they hear this. They say, the Spirit of God has moved. Psalm 2:12 says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. I want to kiss him. I want to kiss him. But the reason I want to kiss him is because he kissed me first. The reason I love him is because he loved me first. His kisses are better than wine. But verse 3 in Song of Solomon 1 says, because the savor of thy good ointments, the savor of all that he is, the perfume of his character, and the perfume, the ointment of his glory, as the Spirit of God has anointed him without measure. The Spirit of God says, because the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. His ointment. All that he is. Set forth by his precious name. What's his name? He's the Lord our righteousness. He's the Lord our banner. He's the Lord our Savior. He's our mediator. He's our king. He's our priest. I mean, all of the ointments of his character poured forth. I think about that passage of scripture in Psalm 133:2 that says, it talks about the oil, the ointment that was poured upon the head of Aaron, which is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it ran down his beard, you know the one, down his garments, all the way to the bottom. It's talking about all of the gracious gifts of God's mercy that's given to the humblest and poorest of all of his people. Listen to this song. He says, the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. What? The virgins who? Well, the people of God, made by his shed blood and imputed righteousness to be in him, holy and without blame before God, virgins, spiritual virgins. Back in Proverbs 27, verse 9. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. But then the Spirit of God moved Solomon to say, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. A friend. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. One that loves you. One that you can trust. I'm talking about a friend. Thick and thin. A friend. There when you need him. Do you know there's only one true friend that you could ever depend on? There's only one. It's this one that we've been talking about. That ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. Well, I tell you what else rejoices the heart. The sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Now let me tell you who is a true friend. I wanted to be honest with you. Honest. You know, sometimes you hear about boss or something like that, and he's got a lot of yes men, you know, or whatever he wants to hear. That's what they're going to say. You know, they don't want to rock the boat. But but somebody that'll be honest with hearty counsel, that truthfulness, whether it's loving chastisement or gracious encouragement, building up. Now, here's some good, hearty counsel. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Somebody that's not, they're not trying to beat you down or something, but it's, they're trying to help you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. I was thinking about Song of Solomon. Look at Song of Solomon 4. Song of Solomon, chapter 4. And verse 16. Now here's the counsel, hearty counsel of a friend. The one friend of sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this hearty counsel. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Now, here's some hearty counsel. Hearty counsel. Counsel that corrects. That's what the Lord said. Blow, O north wind. The chilling wind of needful chastisement. I need to be corrected. I need the Spirit of God, that the chilling wind and the realization that I need straightening up. Move me, direct me, order my steps. Awake, O north wind. But then he said, O come thou south. Same Spirit. Blow upon my garden. Correct her and encourage her. Warm her heart. But the Lord, who loves us, he's not going to leave us in despair. He sends that Spirit. He directs us, keeps us according to good pleasure. Oh, back in Proverbs 27, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. And then verse 10, he says, thine own friend and thy father's friend, forsake not. Neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far away. Thine own friend and thy father's friend. You know, when we, naturally speaking now, Proverbs is that book that we've said so many times, there's a natural understanding, a spiritual understanding. And many see the natural understanding, but if you don't see the spiritual understanding, you miss the message of Proverbs. But naturally speaking, when we hear of having a friend who was also the friend of our father, naturally speaking, I'm just looking around here thinking, how many friends that I have in here, and I knew your daddy too. I knew your daddy. We're friends then. I was friends with your dad. But you know, when you think about having a friend that was a friend of your father, that's something special. That's a special friend. You know, there's been a relationship that has proven itself to be true. And there's a faithful friend. But may we, without laboring, the passage, behold the beauty of the greatest of all what I'm going to call, for lack of a better understanding at this moment, time-honored friendship. Time-honored friendship. The friendship that every vessel of God's mercy has, and in the mind and will and purpose of Almighty God, has had eternally. A friend. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times. Now you think of the time that, according to God's will and God's purpose, Almighty God has had a people that He has had as friends. Now they're going to have to be called out of darkness, and He's going to have to be regenerated by the grace of God and taught and stuff. But He's always loved them. He's always had them upon His heart. You know, humanly speaking, a friendship that's been possessed for decades by another creature of the dust, that's sweet. But I want you to consider the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is our friend. That's what the Lord said to His disciples. He said, you're my friends if you do the things that I've said. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But now, here's our friend, the Lord Jesus, and His Father is our friend. Now this just, God Almighty. Abraham was called the friend of God. Moses. And God spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. Isaiah 41:8, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. The Father, the Son. Thine own friend and thy father's friend. Forsake not. Someone says, well, I think you just, no, I think it's just sweet to think and to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ, He who was made flesh, who is our friend, through Him and by Him, we're the friends of the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ and Father, Spirit, they're one. That which is loved of the Son is loved of the Father, by the Spirit. Oh, thine own friend and thy father's friend, forsake not. Forsake not to do what? To look to Him. I'm going to tell you where I came up with that forsake not, by the next words that comes after that forsake not. If it would have been, if what said afterward, I wouldn't have known exactly what it was talking about. But thy own friend and thy father's friend, forsake not, semicolon. Neither go into thy brother's house in the day of calamity. For better is a neighbor that's near than a brother that's far off. Forsake not to cast your care, all your care on Him. Forsake not to trust Him. Qualified that by saying, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that's near than a brother far off. Going into a brother's house, pouring my heart out to him, my calamity unto him, is not the way of instruction, according to these scriptures right here, but rather go to the friend of friends. Go to him that sticketh closer than a brother. The scripture says, forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, in the day of trouble. For better is a neighbor that's near. Near in heart, near in spirit. How near is him? He said, I'm not going to forsake you. How near is him? He's near. Than a brother that's far off. Not only, I got a brother that lives in Louisiana, but far off in heart. Forsake not to cast your care upon him. Come unto me. All ye that labor, heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that's near and a brother far off. May the Lord bless these words to our heart, for Christ's sake. Amen. All right.